have a couple of young ladies in our studio this morning. First off, we have Jessica Nilges. She's the owner and broker of Realty 365 here in Mexico. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here. Marissa Lightsey, 2 days in a row. She's the owner of Century 21 in Mexico. Good morning, Marissa.
Good morning again, Matt.
Glad to have you both in here this morning. There was some pretty big news on Saturday, and I know this has been in the works for a little while, but new national practice changes went into place for realtors, and we're still kind of breaking this down, trying to understand what all of it means. We're going to start off with Jessica. If you could tell us what are some of the biggest changes that people selling a home should be aware of with these new changes?
Well, for the most part, the process of selling a home hasn't really changed. We're still going to do a thorough conversation with our sellers, and you know, I think the biggest thing that they're going to ask us is commission, and commission has always been negotiable, and it still is negotiable. And I think another change is the option to pay a buyer's agent or not, and that is just a conversation we have to have with the sellers.
The commission before, I think some people were saying, you know, it's 6% or, you know, somewhere in there. It's really, really high, but you have the ability to kind of negotiate that at this point, correct?
Yes. So just have a conversation with your realtor, and it's just between the seller and the realtor, and just have that conversation with them about what they expect out of us, what we expect out of them. And, you know, there's things that realtors pay for, especially like professional photography, setting, you know, there's just lots of things that we do. So as long as we both agree to it, it is negotiable.
All right. We're going to throw it over to Marissa. How is this impacting local realtors such as yourself, if you will?
Sure. So I think that we're going to have to do a little bit more paperwork. We're going to have to really brush up on our communication skills. I think that's going to be very crucial. We're going to have to be better negotiators on our behalfs, on our clients' behalfs. I think in general, it's going to get a little tougher, but I don't think any of us are scared of it.
You've kind of been preparing for this for a little while, as I understand
it. Yes, yeah. I mean, it's been months of training. In fact, today I'm hopping on another training meeting. So consistently checking in and seeing how other people are doing it is really helping as well.
From your perspective as a realtor, are these changes good, bad, indifferent, somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, so I actually am really looking at this with a positive take. I think that buyers being required to sign a buyer's agency agreement prior to touring homes is really going to make them feel like they have a sense of responsibility in picking their agent. I think it's going to be really important that they're interviewing agents, that they're getting referrals, and making sure that it's the right fit, that you vibe with them. I think that's very important. And I think there's just going to be more transparency across the board. So I do think it's going to be a positive move for our industry.
I've been reading several articles about this, and some of the people are saying that the new changes are trying to bring down home prices and help first-time home buyers. Do you believe this to be true, Marissa?
I don't know that the new changes will necessarily be like the catapult that moves our market any one way. I do think we're seeing a little bit of a cool-off in the market right now. It's back-to-school time, though. It's always like that. But with rates starting to come down and we're expecting them to keep trending that way, prices could very well go up again.
Jessica, we're going to ask you this one. Are these changes good for the long term, in your opinion?
I want to say no, but that's not what I should say, just because it's just a learning curve for us realtors. But I think ideally, yes. I think it holds more transparency. And I think the buyers, you know, they're going to have their representation from the buyer's agent. So just make sure you choose the right agent of your choice. Sellers are always going to have their listing or seller's agent. And I think we just need to slow down and make right decisions and ask a lot of questions, and just a learning curve for all of us.
You know, one thing I wanted to talk to you about too is with signing a contract with a realtor, mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily have to be a long-term contract. If you're just kind of looking out right there for a little bit, there are different types of contracts people can sign, correct?
Correct. Yes. So if you're showing homes to a buyer, they don't necessarily have to enter into like a 6-month or a year-long contract. That's a long time. And that buyer could very well get a few weeks into it and be like, this is just not the right fit for me. So I know we're always open to feedback. I know I tell buyers, like, if you get sick of me, just let me know. You don't have to call me. You can call my office. We'll work it out. Yeah, so you don't have to commit for a crazy long duration.
And also to add to that, you could also tell your agent that you just want that buyer's agency agreement to be specifically for one property or maybe a zip code. So you're not, if it doesn't work out or you don't like that agent, you can, you know, use a different realtor of your choice if it doesn't work out. But ideally, we're all trying to work together. I think that's the biggest goal we're trying to do. So
I've got a quick question for both of you ladies. As a buyer, do I pay for a buyer's agent? Do I mean, because I'm already going to pay a commission, obviously, when I buy a house or the seller is. Do I pay as a buyer for a buyer's agent? Is there a fee for that?
Yes. So on the buyer's agencies, you will see on those contracts when you're signing them that a buyer is responsible for that commission. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't ask the seller to pay for it for the buyer. It's hard to be a buyer and have down payment and closing costs and pay a commission. So there's, like I said, we're going to have to really make sure that we're being the best negotiators that we can for our client.
So in the past, basically 6 or 7% or whatever you've got is split in half, and half goes, the 3% goes to the buyer's agent, basically. So are we going to see contracts like that where basically the 3% is going to the buyer's agent, and then the other 3% is going to the seller's agent on selling, or how's that going?
Yeah, I mean, if a listing agent is talking to their seller about the pros of offering a buyer's agent's commission, I will say it's a lot tougher to sell your house if you're not willing to pay a buyer's agent who's going to want to show it, but it can be done. So yeah, it can be done any which way. But like I said, I think it's just going to come down to us as buyer's agents negotiating with the listing agent and the sellers to help our buyer out, so they don't always necessarily have to pay the cost of having representation.
Very nice. Well, we certainly appreciate you guys coming in, breaking it down, and explaining that a little bit to us this morning. And maybe we'll have you back here in a month or two and kind of tell us how things are going, if you will.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Yeah, thanks, Matt. So much.